Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Damon Bruce Show. It's great to have you, and it's officially that time of year where, for the first time, we pound on the glass a little bit. Lean forward, take a look at the San Jose Sharks, the NHL, and talk a little hockey with the play-by-play voice of your Sharks, Dan Rusinowski, here on 95.7 The Game. Dan, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Damon. It's a hockey day, so why couldn't I be anything but great?
You got your stinky hockey bag with you?
It smells terrible.
Nothing smells worse than hockey. Nothing.
Awful.
It really is something else.
Get on a bus with 25 of those guys on a dress and drive, and you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, it's a glamorous life you lead.
Definitely.
The Sharks, Dan, are a middle-of-the-road 18-17-2, but middle-of-the-road right now actually puts you second to last in the Western Conference, and I know that they've played fewer games than a lot of teams around them on the schedule, but they're not exactly, you know, off and cooking this year.
Well, certainly not at home, that's for sure. And that's the real difference in the whole schedule. You look at their numbers, Damon, on the road, they're actually pretty darn good. They're one of the better road teams in the NHL. But I can't figure this out. They're 0-11 when giving up the first goal of the game at home. And it's just something that perplexes me. I just can't figure it out because they've won four times when being in the same situation on the road. So that's something they got to fix and fix pretty fast. Fortunately, they've got a lot of home games left to play. And so if you look at Peter DeBoer's history as a coach, the teams tend to get better and trend upward as the year goes on. Let's hope that continues here too.
Tell me about Peter DeBoer. What's the new tone he set with this team?
Well, the first thing is he's very honest with his players. He's very open, honest, very communicative. He tells them exactly what's on his mind, and he has very strong values. He knows exactly the way he wants them to play, and I think that he's transmitted that to his team. And I think that's something that they needed. Sometimes a jolt of reality is good, too. Certainly positive reinforcement is part of all that, but I think Peter may be slightly less of a player's coach type of guy than some others, and I think that that's a nice balance because the players really understand that he completely believes in them, but also that he's stern enough when stern talk is needed.
The Detroit Red Wings are on the ice tonight, and, you know, obviously, you know, Peter DeBoer is new blood in the coach's box, but, you know, isn't the Sharks' real problem is the blood transfusion was needed on the ice and not in the coach's box? I mean, Thornton and Marleau are two Hall of Fame San Jose Shark players. They are important players in this franchise's history. Unfortunately, their history, I think, is going to be defined by the cup they never even played for or skated for. How much of this looks like a team that's held on to good players for the right reasons, but just a little too long?
Well, here's the way I look at it, and I look at the team that they're playing tonight, and you look at the Red Wings, and yes, they've won the Stanley Cup a few times over the years, but this group, of course, has that one championship in 08, and that's basically it. And yet you look at the two clubs. You got Thornton and Marleau on the Sharks side, right? Two veteran players going to the Hall of Fame. The other side, you got Zetterberg and Datsyuk, who are actually older, if I'm not mistaken, than Thornton and Marleau are. Then you got the core group of players on the team. You know, people like Couture, Pavelski, Vlasic, Martin Jones now. These are all the core guys that are, say, the sophomores in the freshman through senior analogy you'd like to use. And, you know, the Red Wings have the same thing. They've got Tatar, they've got Shahan, they got this kid Dylan Larkin that's amazing, and that's another group of younger players that are coming in. So I think it's interesting. It's just that the Sharks have not gotten to that Stanley Cup final yet, and yet if you look at their last 10, 11, 12 years, they've had a pretty darn good record, one of the better ones in the NHL. So flip a coin, Damon, on that, but you know, I think there are a lot of people, obviously, that would trade up for that one Stanley Cup appearance, let alone a final, and I know there are Sharks players that are feeling that they can still do that if they get hot at the right time and make sure they get into the playoffs with a good opponent.
Voice of the Sharks, Dan Rusinowski here on the Damon Bruce Show. Pavelski and Burns are going to be going to this wacky new style all-star game in Nashville. Before we talk about that, anyone in teal get snubbed?
I don't think so. I think it's the right two guys to go. You could make a couple of minor arguments. Marc-Edouard Vlasic has never gone to the All-Star game, but he doesn't have the numbers, as it were, that caused that selection to occur. I think for him it's more important to be on Team Canada when it's time for the Olympics, and of course he's won the gold medal. But Burns, one of the more flamboyant players in the NHL, he's just a joy to watch every time he's out there for any hockey fan. And sometimes he'll drive you crazy too if you're a coach, but still, he's just been fantastic this year. And Pavelski is one of the great leaders of the game and one of the better goal scorers in the game. And I think they're going to have a lot of fun with that three-on-three format, especially playing on the Pacific Division team with John Scott as their captain.
It's three-on-three the whole game?
That's right. Three-on-three, each division plays each other, and then the winners of those 20-minute games play against each other again. So they're splitting it up into 20-minute games.
Good idea or ultra gimmicky, won't even last till the end of this game? Like people will be fed up with it before this All-Star game is over.
I don't think they'll be fed up before the All-Star game is over, but I think they had to do something with the game. I've never been a big fan of it, to be honest with you, because it's not a hockey game. It's just a skill exhibition with the guys out for a little practice, almost like the first scrimmage in front of the fans when nobody wants to get hurt. That's not the way the All-Star game used to be years ago. Back in the old days, they used to have the Stanley Cup championship team play a group of All-Stars just before the season started, and so there were a lot of guys that were, quite frankly, a little upset that they didn't win the Stanley Cup the year before, or maybe they lost in the playoffs, so they wanted to make sure they beat the best team. But rosters changed so much and everything now. They went back to the East-West format about 30 years ago, and it just sort of devolved into the position that it was the last couple of years, where it was, I'm always remembering that, the movie Pride of the Yankees, where Lou Gehrig is umpiring the kids' game,
yeah.
And his wife comes down, and he leans over, and she says, "What's the score?" And he said, 38-25 at the bottom of the ninth inning, two outs, It wasn't really what you'd expect from a Major League Baseball game. Well, same kind of thing with the All-Star game. I think it's a good attempt, and I'm excited because the three-on-three overtime this year has been fantastic. But that's only 5 minutes.
Right.
Let's see what happens over 20 minutes.
That's the thing. A physical sport needs the defensive physicality in play during this evening for us to really enjoy it. It's why I don't like the NBA All-Star game. And I do think that the NHL skills competition is like one of the coolest things in sports.
It's awesome, isn't it?
I love watching guys break plates with slap shots. Are you kidding me? I could do that all day, and I could watch guys race around the ice too.
Well, it was great watching that, just the lead-up to that, guys trying to qualify and get into that skills competition. I remember Al Iafredi used to break a whole bunch of glass with his 105-mile-an-hour slap shot, and you're still seeing that with guys like Chara and others around the league.
As a franchise, I'll give the Sharks credit for not being shaky at the poker table, trying to look for a new set of cards every time the deal comes around. They will stay on a hand to try to invest in it. Having said that, if they're going to shake up this season, are they going to do something via trade to change this team around? Do you feel any big shakeup coming, Dan?
Anything is possible, and Doug Wilson has always said that. He will look at every avenue to try to improve his hockey team, and when he thinks about doing that, he's not thinking about doing it for 1 year. He's thinking about doing it for now and for the future, and that's kind of a standard answer, as you know, but I think that he really believes that, and the one thing that they don't do is have a knee-jerk reaction to something. They're very deliberative in the way that they analyze things. They use a lot of all these analytics data that's going around the game these days, but they also talk about the people involved, and that's what I think has been impressive about the way the Sharks handle things. Sometimes it's a little bit slower. Sometimes it's diesel-powered, but sometimes the things you don't do are better than the things that you do.
Who's the best team you've seen the Sharks play, and is that the best team in the NHL in your mind?
Well, right now, I'd say that the Chicago Blackhawks are right there for me, and they're the defending Stanley Cup champions, so that shouldn't be a surprise. The Sharks played Washington at the beginning of the year, and they are just ripping up the league right now, but San Jose won 5-0 on the road. There we go with that road performance against good teams again. But I think it was probably a little bit too early to analyze that. Ovechkin and the whole group there are just going gangbusters right now in the Eastern Conference. The big surprise to me is Florida. We've seen them here at SAP Center. We haven't gone to Florida yet, but they've won 10 games in a row, and they've got good young players, but boy, that's something else.
You can hear Dan on the Sharks flagship station, KFOX, tonight. Sharks and Red Wings. Dan, it was great to catch up with you. Let's do it again sometime soon.
I can't wait, Damon. Great spending time with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.